Hi folks, welcome to the Money 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 podcast. I'm Surabhi Upadhyay and we come to you every week with some very interesting conversations to help you get your personal finances in order and get smart with your money. 17 days to go before we know what the government has in mind for you and for me and for all common folk like us in 2020. Yes, the budget is around the corner. Now, corporate India has already had its share. Industries have also seen many relief measures. So will it be the Aam Aadmi's turn this time? Kya mera time aayega? Well, over the next 4 weeks, Money 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 will keep you ahead of the curve so you are armed with the right knowledge and information and you're ready to take the right action to safeguard and maximize your wealth and investments as we navigate the budget month. Well, to kick things off, this week I have with me Homi Mistry, partner at Deloitte India, and also personal finance expert Harsh Roongta. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Both of you are tax experts and you are really in demand throughout the year and especially right now. So, you know, we thought we'll start with the Tax Classroom 101 because before we get into demands and wish lists and will I get more money, it's important to know where we stand, right? And the kind of tax we're paying across our investments, across our income levels. So first things first, immediate thoughts. Homi, are you expecting something from the budget this time? Will it be the Aam Aadmi's budget?
I'm definitely expecting something to come in the budget, at least for people at the lower income slabs. So currently, up to 2.5 lakh rupees, there's no tax payable. And if you earn between 2.5 lakhs to 5 lakhs, you have to pay a tax at 5%, but you also get a rebate up to 12,500 rupees. So effectively, a person earning about 5 lakh rupees would not be really liable to pay any kind of tax. Then somebody earning from 5 lakhs to 10 lakhs has to now currently pay a tax at 20% plus a cess. So it's possible that there could be some relief at that level. And there's also possibility that there could be relief for people even earning more than 10 lakhs, say between from 10 to 20 lakhs. Currently, the tax rate is 30%.
Okay, so basically you're saying a rejig in the tax slabs. And I think that's the biggest expectation from this budget. I'm going to come back to the tax slabs in just a moment. Mr. Roongta, your thoughts?
So I think apart from the tax slabs, of course, I think two things definitely are likely to happen. One is the complete rejigging of NPS.
Okay.
I think that is definitely going to happen, more so because it has no immediate revenue implications. So I think that's one thing for sure shot we will see in this budget. The other thing is something to do with the deduction for home loans. I think because real estate, especially residential real estate, is in such dire straits, I think it needs a
some
boost.
Some sort of a
so
a boost.
I think we will see it this time. Let's see what shape it takes.
Okay.
But we will see some relief.
So tax slabs, NPS, and maybe something for housing. Those are some of the opening thoughts. Let's actually take it step by step. Step number one, let's know where our tax slabs stand right now and also talk about what the DTC or the Direct Tax Code panel has sort of recommended. It's only a recommendation right now. It's not even in public domain. Of course, we've been reporting it through our reporters and our sources in Delhi. But let's go over the tax slabs, at least for now. We'll have the graphic come up for you on the screen in just a minute. There we go. There it comes. So these are the present rates of taxation. Up to 2.5%, it's zero. The next slab, 2.5 to 5 lakhs, the rate of tax is 5%, but effectively it became nil because of the rebate, right?
Rebate of up to 12,500.
So as of now, you are not paying any tax up till a level of 5 lakhs income, and then come the next slabs, 5 to 10, 20 and above 10 becomes 30. Let's move to the next plate, which talks about the rebate, just to refresh our memory again, because what the government did in the previous budget, it was the announcement in the interim budget, and then it was followed up, was basically expand the scope of the rebate to 12,500 rupees, which is why now you don't have any, effectively you don't have any tax liability for an income level of 5 lakh rupees. So we'll just bring up that point on the rebate. So the tax rebate, there we go. It was hiked from 2,500 to 12,500. Now let's talk about, you know, also the surcharges before we get to the DTC. Because surcharges made such a huge headline in the last budget.
Yes.
And now we have this cascading structure on the surcharges as well, Homi.
Correct.
So are you expecting any changes, any tinkering here?
I'm not really expecting any change in the surcharges. I think they will continue as they are. Mm-hmm. So right now, the top tax rate, including surcharge and cess, for a person who's earning more than 5 crore rupees, is 42.744%. Mm-hmm. That's the maximum rate a person has to pay if he earns over that amount.
So the super rich, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Roongta, your thoughts here? Because it's always about, if you're going to subsidize or you're going to incentivize the lower end of the tax-paying pyramid, will you have to tax even more the higher end of that pyramid?
So I think it's very, very clear that Santa Claus has a very small bag this year. Okay. And it's probably getting smaller. Mm. So I think the gifts clearly are not meant for the super rich. Mm-hmm. I would not expect any relief on the surcharges. I think it's meant for the aam janta. It definitely is not meant for super rich.
Okay, so the surcharges might stay. Now let's talk about the proposal of the direct tax code panel. And again, it's a proposal. It's not even public, but we're just trying to sort of put this on the board, on the menu out there, so you're prepared in case the government decides to opt for this proposal, where there are 5 different rates that have been sort of put forward by this panel of experts, and this is how they stand. Interestingly, we are looking at that 30% rate now applying on an income above 20 lakhs, and the 35% peak rate will come above 2 crores. So, Mr. Roongta, your first thoughts, if indeed this were to become reality, what will it really mean for us taxpayers?
Well, it would be extremely good, but I don't really see this happening. The revenue loss from this is humongous.
Okay.
So, I mean, probably you will see this in that first slab, as I think Humi said. This first slab, that 5 to 10 lakhs or 2.5 to 10 lakhs.
Okay.
That slab could be expanded.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe, that 20% is an anomaly. Because, it's from zero, it goes straight to 20%. So I think some relief there definitely is expected.
Homi, you've done some basic math for us as well here, just comparing, in case we move to this new regime.
Right.
Some sense, some numbers on how much a person can save if you jump to a lower slab, because that's when the real saving kicks in, right?
Right. So supposing a person is earning, let's say, income between 5 to 10 lakhs. Let's say he's at a 7 lakh rupee taxable income. Mm-hmm. If you take these proposed rates of the DTC and what he's currently going to be paying, he could save tax of about 9,600 rupees.
This is that annual saving?
Annual saving. Okay. So that's about 800 rupees a month.
Okay.
And assuming he's in the slab between 10 to 20 lakhs, let's say at a lower level, let's say at 11 lakh rupees, he could save tax of little over 53,000 rupees.
Because at 11 lakhs today, you would fall in the 30% bracket.
Correct.
But in the DTC proposal, you'll fall in the 20% bracket.
You'll fall in the 20%. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, all right. Well, there we go. That's basically on the income tax front. Standard deduction, which was hiked to about 50,000. Now, whether it's standard deduction or generally other deductions, then we talk about ATC, etc., are you expecting anything to be done over here, or areas maybe where there could be tweaks, some room?
There could be some tweaks. I don't know whether the standard deduction will change. It may remain the same. It's possible, but there could be some tweaks possible under Section 80C, which is the most popular tax saving avenue. Whether you invest in a provident fund, public provident fund, in life insurance, in NSCs, repayment housing loans, in NPS. So this limit of the deduction is 1.5 lakh rupees currently, which had been fixed some years back.
Yeah.
It's possible that could go up from 1.5 to 2 lakhs.
Okay.
And as Harsh also mentioned about NPS, there could be changes. So right now you get a separate deduction for NPS up to 50,000 rupees. If they want to make it more popular, they want to have more investments in NPS, they could increase the deduction also in NPS, maybe from 50,000 to a lakh. So that could, that could channel more funds for investments, etc., which could in turn help the country's economy.
Absolutely. So that perhaps could spur more money, more investment to the NPS. Speaking of investment, I have to talk about what's happening with shares and mutual funds, right? And that brings me to capital gains, sir. Now, the market will rejoice, so will investors, if long-term capital gains is abolished. But I don't even want to go there. Just take us through different taxes which are at play, even for mutual fund investors. Because now even we have to pay long-term capital gains, even if we're switching between funds or, reinvesting proceeds of one fund from the other, there is no set-off that's available, right?
So clearly, I think When you're talking mutual funds, I think you meant equity mutual funds. So I'm just clarifying. So if you have more than 1 year, okay, I think then you have to pay the 10% long-term capital gains. If it's less than a year, then you have to pay 15%. I think we should expect that it will continue. I doubt we would see any serious changes in that.
Anything on dividends, on buybacks, because everything is taxed these days, including these two.
So if you look at the DTC, they have said you should abolish the dividend distribution tax, okay, and tax the dividends in the hands of the, you know, so this is the age-old debate about double taxation. In fact, today it's probably triple taxation. First the company pays, then it pays a DDT when it distributes. Then if the dividend is more than 10 lakhs,
then the individual
again pays a tax. And today very clearly if DDT is abolished and the individuals have to pay tax in their, the shareholders have to pay tax in their hands, I can bet you revenues will come down. It will not go up. So,
unlikely so that
very you know, unlikely
in this environment. Homi, what are the tweaks if you were to advise the finance minister? What would you propose? One is this home loan. I mean, we know that the principal is part of ATC, so it's part of that 1.5 lakh
correct.
Bundle limit.
Correct.
What kind of changes would you want to see?
See, one important change which came in actually in last year was in the interim budget, which had been announced. If you had one self-occupied property, it was always exempt from tax. He also allowed a person to have a second self-occupied property also, which was earlier liable on a deemed notional basis for taxation, even that to be exempt. So currently, if you have two occupied self-occupied house properties, both are exempt from tax. Now, if you want to give a greater fillip to the real estate sector, we currently have a deduction for interest up to 2 lakh rupees. If you take loans for buying
for
houses.
For a self-occupied
property, etc. And not for a let-out. So possibly he could increase, she could increase the deduction from maybe 2 lakhs to maybe even 3 lakh rupees. So, you know, that could be one fillip for that. And currently also, if you got, let's say, losses in house property, the maximum amount that you can set off the loss is up to 2 lakh rupees against your other income. Suppose you got income from other sources or business income, and that balance amount has to be carried forward.
For 8 years, if
for
I'm
a
not
period
mistaken.
Of 8 years. So if there can be a relaxation on that, either the limit of 2 lakhs is increased, or if they even were to remove that kind of restriction, that can also give a further fillip to the housing sector.
Okay. Mr. Roongta, would you concur if there are more tweaks that, you'd want to hear or see?
So, I mean, quite apart from what he said, there's one thing that I've requested many times whenever I've written about this is please allow deduction for the interest paid during construction period.
Okay.
That will, I mean, today that's not allowed. A lot of borrowers don't know that, they claim it anyway. It's not really allowed. Okay.
So it's only on a constructed property?
Only after the property is constructed.
Can you claim the deduction on the interest?
Till then, you just accumulate. You pay, but you just accumulate.
Insurance. Before we wind this up, we must talk about that part of the financial industry as well, because they were landed a bit of a windfall because there's no capital gains tax on them in terms of the investment products that you can buy or invest in. So, Homi, on insurance or on any other facets of personal finance, What are the main concern areas for you where you think there should be some spotlight and some attention?
I think that one of the important things is medical insurance. You can claim today a deduction up to 25,000 rupees, or if you're a senior citizen, up to 30,000 rupees for the medical insurance premium that you pay. Obviously, the costs are going up, even the premiums, etc., are going up. And today, even if you see on health insurance, which is so important and vital for an individual to have, even they have to pay GST on that too.
And I think it's 18%.
It's at 18%. You know, so that is something that they could relook at. And maybe even increase the amount that you pay for health insurance, because it's not a luxury, it's a necessity that one should be taking.
Sure.
So to increase, maybe enhance it maybe from 25 to maybe 1,000 to maybe even 50,000 rupees, you know. And so that will also then give a fillip to the insurance industry.
Okay. So to sum things up, gentlemen, if you were to, give a one-line advice to the finance minister, what would it be, Mr. Roongta?
Be brave.
And do what?
So I think apart from the deductions and the, you know, all these exemptions, there is a lot of things you can do on procedural side. You know, I've written about the TDS provisions. Mm. I mean, look at the issues that NRIs face when they want to buy, when they want to sell properties, or when they want to rent out the properties that they own.
Okay.
And this is not going to lead to a revenue loss. Look, so there are many such things in the Act.
So streamline
that, and that will also give kudos to the tax administration.
Okay. And Homi, final word with you. Advice to the FM?
A suggestion would be maybe to increase the exemption limit. Mm-hmm. And definitely give relief to people at the lower levels.
Okay, well, thank you, gentlemen, very much for getting us all warmed up and charged up. I think the season is just about opening. We're going to require your help several times in the coming weeks to make sense of everything that happens. Thank you so much for joining in on the show today.
Thank you.
That's it on this week's podcast. You can catch the show at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesdays with repeats on Saturday and Sunday mornings only on CNBC TV 18. You can also find us on the CNBC TV 18 YouTube channel. Do send your feedback, comments, queries. Catch me on Twitter. My handle is at Surabhi Upadhyay. That's SURABHIUPADHYAY. Don't forget to add the hashtag money. Catch you next week.